Hello, this is Rory Groves, and you are listening to a recording from the Grovestead Gathering. We made these recordings to serve as a fundraiser for our own family economy. If you would like to share this or listen to other recordings we've made, please visit our website at thegrovestead.com. Thanks for listening.
So I always feel like any sort of event like this, like when Rory and I go to a homeschool conference, or if you go to like a marriage retreat, I always feel like there should be some acknowledgement that there probably was some sort of marital conversation at some point during the day where maybe one person thought you were going to leave a little sooner than you did, and the other person says, you're always nervous that we're going to be late, and we're never late. Nothing ever starts on time. And I just feel like that's always like, you know, the Groves going to church. I see a lot of smiles right now. So I feel like let's just acknowledge that you made it. You're here. Let's you just let grace and forgiveness abound. And hopefully you can look at each other and say, I still like you. We're still friends. We're going to make it. We will. And let's just begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you that we made it, that we're here. And now, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to be very near, to open up our hearts and fill us with vision and excitement and hope and enthusiasm for all the days that are ahead of us. Lord, thank you so much for our families. Thank you for each member and how you've made them, how you've wired them, who they've been created to be. Thank you so much, Lord, for our family, and thank you for this time together. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to speak for a little bit, and then we're going to do kind of a family, with your own family, a little activity here. But it was a couple weeks ago, Rory and I had a couple over, and they're sitting on our couch, and they said, we are polar opposites in every way. If you do any, like, you know, Myers-Briggs, we are opposite four letters, you know, to the T. If you do StrengthsFinder, his top three strengths are my bottom three on my list, and vice versa. And they were just kind of like exhausted by this fact. And Rory, when they left, we were talking about, isn't that interesting that opposites attract? Isn't that interesting that, like, that really is a part of this whole thing? And Rory was saying, don't you think that's exactly how God intended it? That if you take this person and then you add them with this person, you end up with this greater whole. That you these two individuals, when they come together as one, they your strengths are my, you know, my weaknesses are your strengths. And in the best attitude, you can see that, right? But then, you know, there's also the part of marriage where you're like, the things that were like cute and funny and quirky, then those also come along the rest of your years as well. And you're working those things out all the time. So I do think that God intended it this way. And then I also think, then you add in children. So now you have these like, these two parts, you know, mom and dad. And now they're kids, and they come pretty fully formed. I mean, for sure, there's a lot that you do to nurture. We have good friends that the mom and dad are just so quiet and introverted and really don't need to say much in a day. And they have a daughter who just needs to narrate every second. And the mom is so funny. She's like, by breakfast, she said more words than I will say the rest of the entire day, you know? And the daughter now is 13. But isn't that so fascinating that now she is a part of that whole, right? And kind of comes to bear on the whole of that family unit. So today we're going to be talking about family economies. And the uniqueness of a family economy is this shared mission and the vision for your particular family. What is the mission, if we add all these people together, what is the mission that God has for our family? Now, historically, I think it's interesting to look at homesteaders, because homesteaders had a very clear mission. They had a very clear family vision. And their family vision was, hey, team, let's not starve this winter, okay? And so then with that as like the foundation, then everybody has a role towards the family vision. Now we live in a day where it's easier to kind of separate and go your way, and you can turn that money into transact that later into food. You don't, you know, we aren't homesteading all the time, but historically that is kind of how it was set up. So I want to tell you a couple stories. After Rory's book came out, we had a couple come and they asked if we could Zoom. This was like in the middle of March. And they told us this big, awesome dream. They're saying, you know, just kind of sharing their lives. They shared kind of just what's been going on in their lives the last 3 years. And I said to them, you know, as you keep talking, I just keep thinking, your family, you love big and you live big. And they do. It's just fun. It's like what they do, it's like go big or go home. And they do that in every way. And so now on Instagram, that's like her hashtag, like love big, live big, you know, and this is like their, like, this is their family thing. So there was a day then, I don't know when it was, and I was like weeding the garden, feeling sorry for myself. Oh, the garden, always weeding, you know. And I was thinking, the Groves, we work hard, and then we just keep working hard. And I was so frustrated, you know, and like, oh my word, why are we doing this to ourselves? Why in the world we can go buy these canned tomatoes? Why would we do this? And it's funny because it was like a couple days later, we're eating a meal and it was like a roast chicken that we, you know, one of our chickens and potatoes and onions, and it was all from our farm. I said to the kids and to Rory, I said, I just need to let you know, I need to confess, I've had a really poor attitude. We're the Groves and we work hard, but we eat like kings. And Elsie was like, no, Mom, we're the Groves. We work hard and we eat better than kings. And it just was such a softening, and it was such a pointed moment of like, it's totally my choice. I fully get to choose my attitude in this adventure, right? Like either I'm going to be like, you know, feeling sorry for myself, or I'm going to say, no, there's fruits of this hard work and it's okay. It's okay that it's hard. So, second story, Rory has a way of kind of like when he's done with a project, he just leaves it all there and is on to the next project, okay? So at times I've thought, consider the sluggard. And I've thought, slothful comes to mind. And I've thought terrible things, you know, just because, like, just put it away. Just, you know, put it where it goes. This moment was so poignant to me because I couldn't find the loppers. For crying out loud, where are the loppers? Where did we leave them, you know? It dawned on me, Rory had left the loppers by a fence post that he had dug the fence post the night before, literally didn't have time for dinner. I handed him a plate and he drove off to a church elders meeting. And then the next day when I was looking for the loppers, they were left out by the fence post where he had to take down some branches. I was so convicted in that moment because it was so obvious. No, I didn't marry a sluggard. I married like the exact opposite of that. I married a guy who was like racing off to the next thing, working so hard for his family, for his church. And isn't that interesting that, again, that is like on me. That's like a whole attitude adjustment. Then it dawned on me, that's amazing because I love organization and I love cleaning out a garage. I get it from my dad. My dad is like a passionate garage cleaner, and every time he comes, he's like, give me your broom, I'm gonna sweep out your garage. And I realized that, like, that's so bizarre. It's just remarkable, right, that God made me to really love to clean up a mess and kind of get everything set straight. And together, Rory and I, we can get it done and we can hang the loppers back up, and together we can do those things. And that again, just like it's just a little attitude adjustment, but just, and sometimes I'm still, you know, crabby about things, but just remarkable to me how that is set up. So, and now a final story. Rory and I were on the phone. Ironically, we were on the phone with Chris Wiley for like the, just kind of planning this event. And while that was happening, Rory's dad pulls up with our 10-year-old son and the boat, and they had been fishing all day. And while we're on the phone with Chris, we kind of watch Ivor get out of the car with a 5-gallon bucket. He's all smiles, super happy. And then Papa strangely just left. And he left us with a whole bucket of Sunnies to clean. And we were like, wait, what? No, we don't. So suddenly we're on YouTube and Rory is looking up like how to fillet a fish. And he's got guts on his fingers. So I'm like, you know, back that up. Hang on. I need to see where he made that cut. Hold on. No, not that far. No, just a little bit, you know, because I'm using my fingers to back the thing up for him. And so it turned into an amazing fish fry. Ivor fed the family that night. It was remarkable. And then I could just see his wheels turning. I just saw the glimmer in Rory's eye, and he was like, you know what the Native Americans did with all the fish leftovers? They put it in the soil and then planted corn. And then all of a sudden, he is Googling, and he's like, it's called the Three Sisters Garden, and you plant them in mounds. You put the fish in first, and then you do the corn in a circle, and then a couple days later, you put in the beans to vine on the corn, and you put the squash to eliminate all of the... And, I mean, moments later, all seven of us are out in the garden. How far are the mounds supposed to be apart? And Rory's like, you know, in it to win it. Just like, this is the greatest thing that has happened to him. Forget the fish fry. These fish heads are like, you know, they're all staring up at us like, ah. Just remarkable. And so then he's on his phone. He's texting friends. Does anybody have any vining beans? Does anyone have any squash seeds? And he's lining up when he's going to go pick these things up. And then a week and a half later, I was out there and I was planting the vining beans, and I was thinking, this is such an amazing metaphor for a family economy, because first of all, the whole thing of planting the garden, but the whole Three Sisters Garden is that each thing is benefiting the other. This, you know, the one thing is weed prevention, and the other thing is creating a trellis so that you don't need a trellis for your beans or whatever. And so it's just, it was such a shift for me. I had such a happy moment just of, this is great. This is so fun. We're doing a Three Sisters Garden, and everybody has their part that they play in the whole. So if you get a chance sometime, go check it out. It's exciting. The vining beans never took off, okay? So don't look for those. But the corn is looking good, and the squash is looking enormous. So super fun, super fun. So... okay, so here's the plan now. Today we're going to do a new kind of math, and it's going to be math within your own family. And we're going to take the time as a family to sit down and to say, this is who Dad is, this is who Mom is, what she loves, what she's excited about, what she's interested in. And then we're going to add them up. And then we're going to add in each child as well. So in our family, it's like a Bible camp program director marries a computer programmer turned hobby farmer. And then what do they become? And then you add in these kids with their personalities and kind of an entrepreneurial spirit with attention to detail, a 10-year-old. How does that bear in on the whole? And I'm going to have you do this for each member of your family. Mom, I'm going to have you be the one writing, and we're going to start with Mom. Number one, just because you're a fast writer, okay? And you also get to add to the conversation. If you're the kid that's being spoken about, you get to say, oh, don't forget, I love flowers, and I love building with Legos, and I love Kinects, you know. You get to add in your things as well. But you're going to make a list of, for each member of your family, things that you like, and this is actually written in the back page of your little handy program thing. But you're going to make a list of things that, I'll read it. Natural giftings, interests and passions, previous jobs that you've enjoyed, hobbies, even ones that like have gone dormant, maybe you haven't done them, but you know in another season of life, I loved this. Other trained skills that you have, and then even like, what did you dream about when you were a little girl? What did you want to be when you grew up or when you were a little boy? What was kind of that dream? And we're just going to flesh out each person on a different sheet of paper in your notebook, And then at the end of that, I want your family to kind of just talk about, there's no such thing as a bad idea in a brainstorm, right? So everybody could say like, oh, that's funny. We could put, you know, your love of this with your love of this and it equals this. And it's just a time to sit back and to reflect on who each member of your household is. The fascinating thing about this exercise is that most people will never ever take the time to do this kind of math. They will never take the time to just reflect and say, why would God give us Elias? Why did God think Elias was perfect for our family? This like jolly man, you know, boy who just wants to like lighten the place up, you know? And so I think it's fun. I hope you enjoy this. I hope this is a joy for you. And that also then you can add on to this just, you know, throughout the weekend, but also as you go home. Okay. Lord, we thank you so much for this time. God, I pray that we would use it wisely, and I pray that you would inspire us to dream big dreams and to have a vision filled with hope and expectancy that you will do great things within our families. Thank you, Lord, for this time just to enjoy and celebrate each member of our family. There could be no better use of our time. And now we pray that you would bless each conversation. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.